Tribal Harvest, I can see the invasion now. First the dailies land, armed with their notepads, looking for the lake. Then come the television crews with their helicopters and celebrity anchors primping for a remote in front of the garrison walleye. And finally, public radio with its microphones and its traditionally more in-depth coverage. One has to wonder if there'll be room enough for the tribal gillnetters. But don't despair, treaty rights enthusiasts. I'm sure there will be enough media around to provide you all with ample opportunity to get your 2 cents in. I suppose it sounds a little like I'm suffering from that dreaded treaty rights burnout, doesn't it? Well, so what? Go ahead. Take away my press pass. Cancel my subscription to the American Journalism Review. Run me out of town. But I just can't seem to get all doom and gloomy over Indian treaty rights anymore. Maybe that's because I've been covering this story for 8 years now. 8 years. That's longer than World War II, for crying out loud. Given the legal ramifications of a story like this, do you know how many lawyers you can talk to in 8 years? If I had a nickel for every time I heard, "Jim, we've got a great case," I'd be able to afford a car with paint on it. Okay, before I'm really run out of town for all this irreverence, let me say that, of course, I think this tribal harvest is significant, and I will push my way through the Metro television crews, the Twin Cities press corps, and even step on the toes of a few public radio reporters if need be, in order to cover whatever this event amounts to. But is this treaty harvest actually that important? Is it some kind of culmination of 8 years of treaty stories? Does it really have to symbolize the end of life as we know it? I don't think so. And I don't think most people around Mille Lacs think so either. This treaty story. In 8 years, it has taken on almost mythological proportions. It's not a news story anymore. It's an epic. It's not a news story anymore. It's a cause. And all the colorful characters in the drama have turned into advocates. And the issues and the truths have become casualties in what is now a war of various agendas. When all is said and done, there's just too much noise, too much self-righteousness, too much posturing, too much hypocrisy. And fear, anger, and racism define far too many of the issues. But if you think the fear, the hatred, and the racial tension is all that defines Mille Lacs Lake, I say think again. And before anyone writes us off, I offer this humble insight. Mille Lacs Lake is very beautiful. When the sky is blue, it glitters like a silver jewel as far as the eye can see. In the summer on Mille Lacs Lake, it's always 75 degrees and sunny, and the fish are always biting.